Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from the home of pastors Chip and Candace Brim. Actually, Chip pastors and travels in ministry. And where do they do this? At a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, North 19th Street, which is right across the street from the football field where he played as a high school boy, and the place where God took him out in the Spirit when he started his ministry. Quite an interesting story. But last week we were talking to you about how recently the Lord has been talking to me about the glory of God. We're still in the first month of 2014. And the Lord said to me, 2014, the church must don glory, put on glory. What is glory? The presence of God manifested. So the church has to put on the manifestation of God in this year. And then the Lord reminded me of when he gave me this revelation of the glory, and it did come as a revelation, how it came all those years ago. I was working 70s and early 80s for Kenneth E. Hagin and editing his book, and the Lord told Brother Hagin it would behoove him to look up every scripture on glory. He got a great revelation of the glory. We saw great manifestations of the glory. And then I thought, well, if it would behoove him, it would behoove me. And a revelation of the glory of God came even by visions. And at the same time, I was teaching a Sunday school class at then the Friends Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We started with 8 people. When the revelation of the glory came, it grew to 200 people, and the house filled. I remember before I would go to Sunday school and teach Sunday school in the morning, I'd have a vision. I saw the fall of man. I saw him fall from glory. I saw him crowned with glory and fall from glory. And that's why we named it a glorious church fellowship, because the church that Jesus Christ comes for is not going to be a negative, darkened church. It'll be filled with the glory of God.
A glorious church.
A glorious
which
church.
Which is a champion church.
Absolutely.
You know, in other words, and that's my calling, and here I am coming in now at this particular time, and we call it a place where we train champions.
A glorious church fellowship, a place where champions are trained.
Absolutely.
And, of course, a glorious church is not going to be down a rabbit hole.
No.
With the devil reigning over it.
Not a second. I always say, because my coaching background, not a second place church, win a few, lose a few.
No.
Shining brightly for the glory of God.
With God.
With the glory.
Absolutely.
For the
manifested.
Glory. With the glory.
And it is written, just to have a scriptural, the whole book of Ephesians is about the glorious church. And it says that it is written, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and wash her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church.
Hmm.
Not having any spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Now, we're here in Chip and Candace's home today. Actually, we're having Christmas. I haven't seen Candace or Chip Brim for more than a month.
I've been in the future. I'm a time traveler. I just got back from Australia.
Yeah, right. And he so they weren't able
down
to
under.
They weren't able to have Thanksgiving with us, and so here we are. Actually, we're doing this on the second day of January. We're taping this
New Year's.
And so we're having our Christmas kind of today, and we're catching up on a few things, and I asked them if they would help me. Now, Chip was called to the ministry out of a coaching career and at his dad's funeral. We'll not go into all that, but that's important. And when he went out into a coaching career and he was very successful, Candace was a very successful teacher, became teacher of the year wherever she'd go. And then the Lord called them into full-time ministry. So that was one thing you had to do. How was it that answering that call?
Oh, it was.
What year was that, by the way?
Dad's funeral. Well, oh, no, you mean when you went to
full, when you went to full time's ministry from coaching.
99
Yeah, when Caleb was born.
Yeah, 99
1999
Yeah.
So then you did what in ministry?
Well, you said, "Oh, good." You said, "Oh, goody, you get to live by faith." Here we did.
Here we
resigned our jobs because we knew God had spoken to us. We had never had a moment like that. I heard God say to me in my office as I was seeking Him. He said, "Now's the time." Uh-huh. This is what I heard. I heard. I've only heard Him this audibly, like two times in my life. I hear Him in my spirit, of course,
yes,
and led, but audibly, almost audibly, just ringing.
Oh, it sounds audible to you.
Yeah. To me, it did. Now's the time. And I said, I knew what he meant. I said, Lord, I was the only one of the family not in the ministry, you know. And he said, now's the time. And I said, Lord, how can I preach? All I know how to do is coach. And he said, did I not help you train? And that's a key word now that I look back at it. Uh-huh. Did I not help you train? He needs a trained church.
Mm-hmm.
Did I not help you train champions in baseball for the last 13 years? I said, yes, Lord. And I gave you all the glory. You know, I learned that from you. I learned that from the Bible. And all you do to the glory of God.
Everything.
Everything. Whatever your job, mothering, fathering, mm-hmm, husband, do to His glory. If you have a conversation.
Make your bed.
If the conversation's not going to give God glory, then change it. Stop it. Whatever. Yeah. So I said, Lord, yeah, you help me. And He said, then I will help you train a champion church, because I'm coming back for a champion church.
Yes, He is.
He's coming back for a glorious church.
Yes.
A full champion church, full of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and so later in my preaching, Mom, he reminded me of that calling. And he said, Chip, I didn't call you to entertain the church, because I was kind of worried about, I was at a meeting and I was going to preach a sermon that the Lord told me to preach again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, God, I've already preached that. What will they think?
Mm-hmm.
They'll think I don't have any sermons. They'll think that I don't seek you. What will they think? That was the human side of it.
Oh, sure.
And flesh. He said to me, I didn't call you to entertain the church. I called you to train the church. And he knew that all of that coaching that I had was teaching me and getting me ready, because training is repetition. That's how you become a champion. Repeating, repetition in something. That's how it becomes you. That's the stimulus response. To hit a fastball at 100 miles an hour is the hardest thing to do in all of sports. They've proven it. 60 feet, 6 inches. So the last thing you want a guy to do is to think when he's in the batter's box. He can't think. You don't want to think. You want to train him and his muscle memory so much that he reacts. And I thought, oh God, I see it. If we're trained so much in faith and love, that we react in faith and love.
That's right.
You lose your job. Boom. Oh, God will give me another one. Praise God, He'll give me a better one.
Yes.
And you just, where did that come from? Well, the training.
Yes.
And I thought of Brother Hagin and all of the repetition that he did and the repetition that he did. And so anyway, he's coming back for a church. The glorious church is going to have to be trained in this area.
So you started out then, the first thing you did was, how you just went to preach for whoever asked you.
You said you'll have to live by faith, and I'm not getting you a job. And she goes, I feel sorry for people who never had to live by faith, and praise the Lord. And I'm like, oh, good. And so we had to learn to use our faith.
Yeah. And so, Candace, where were you on this business? Were you for it, against it?
Yes, definitely. I probably knew.
She knew.
We knew.
I think you were usually ahead of her
before.
When the Lord came in my office that day, I called you and I called you, and you both knew something had happened in the spirit realm. Yeah.
So you're right with him, Candace.
Yes. Yeah.
Now you were teaching school at the time,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was.
So you began this life where you're at home with the kids and he's out on the road.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm believing God for meetings. I don't have a meeting, and you wouldn't call. You told me I'm not going to call any pastors to get you a meeting. Seek God, like you told me all my life. Seek the Lord.
And it's probably the best lesson.
Thank God, now.
Best lesson ever learned.
Yes.
Because we, at that point, we looked at each other and we said, okay, this is what God has called us to do.
Where do we do it?
And we know by faith, things happen by faith. And if we know that we know that we know, here we go.
Here we go.
So we just loaded up.
And you know what? To be honest, we thought we were living by faith until our savings ran out.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm just being honest.
Sure.
We thought we were. And then when that ran out, and everything's gone, and now you left two jobs, and you got babies.
Two.
And your mama says, use your faith, live by it, live by faith. And you want to get frustrated. And then we bear down, and yep. I'm telling you, because of that foundation, it has helped us through so many things in the
yes.
future that we got to the next level.
Honey, you couldn't help people if
right.
you didn't prove
right.
it.
Yeah.
It has
That's
to
the
be,
training.
Has to be proven in the laboratory of your life. You have to be able to stand up and tell someone, I did it. I've tested this word out, and mm-hmm. it worked.
Passed test.
Yeah, I remember the time you had the kidney stones.
Mm.
What happened? Tell
for
us about
that. For a year.
That.
For a year. They didn't know what it was. I'm like, kidney stones for a year? Neurologist telling you? We don't know what it is. And finally they said it's an infection and you could have died from it. I'm hearing that now, that many people die from that infection. And after it was said and done, they said, you had hundreds in there, but they're gone. And you must have passed them all. And I said, no, I think I would have known if I'd have passed 100 kidney stones. And I didn't. Candy prayed for me one night.
Tell about that night.
That 8 hours. She
what happened?
Nonstop praying in the spirit. She said, I had enough. Enough's enough. And I was. I felt like I was dying that night. I think I was dying that night.
So what'd you feel, Candace?
Well, you know, there's times in life where your faith comes to the line. What do you truly believe here?
It's fear or faith.
Is it fear or is it faith? And we had gotten to that point that he was laying on the floor. I mean, it's a severe pain.
And, yeah, I was dying.
And Chip's letting you know it's a severe pain. He's laying on the floor. And I said, enough's enough. I've had it. But in the natural, I didn't know what to pray. Because I had already said all the prayers I could say in the natural and been believing and confessing. But it got to the point I was like, okay, in the spirit, you're just going to have to do it. And I just started in, and I didn't quit until there was a release to quit. And that's what, and then he woke up the next morning and he was supposed to go in. And
no pain for the first time in a year. So I want everybody right now that is listening, be thankful for your health every day.
Be thankful for no pain.
Be thankful for no pain.
Yes.
I took it for granted.
Give God glory.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I was so thankful to just not have pain.
And you prayed all night long in the Holy mm-hmm. Ghost.
Oh, all night. At least 8 hours straight.
I don't know how many would have done that. Well, you know.
It was life and death.
We're going to make for our special offer this week. We're going to make Chip's teachings on the anointing. This has changed so many people's lives, and we don't have time, of course, to go into all of that, but we're going to offer it to you for a very special price. I don't know what these CDs normally sell for, but...
We have it in DVD or CD, so you want to
get DVD it a CD? DVD or CD, and do you know if it's two or one?
I think it's one.
I think whatever it is, we're going to sell. We're going to make it available to you just for $3.
And maybe you've heard it. It's been all around the world. God has put it in places. And
all
it's,
over
I am
the
anointed
world.
To do.
But
great
here's
things.
What you're going to have to do: just call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, and say whether you want the CD or the DVD of Chip Brim's teaching on the anointing. It'll change your life.